We're joined now by Tom Jensen, the director of public policy polling, with more on these latest numbers. Tom, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
So one of the first things on the survey, and this is something that you've surveyed or you've asked voters about for months, even right at the beginning of Trump's presidency back in January, and we found some pretty significant numbers in terms of the number, the percentage of Americans that already even now support impeachment of the president. And this latest survey just came out, and that number is even higher than it was than it has been before, right?
Yeah, we find that 49% of voters already support impeaching Donald Trump, 41% are opposed to it. And we should note the timing on this poll. It was actually done over the weekend before the indictments came out on Monday. So it's not even necessarily a response to that. And one thing that's been, I think, very consistent over the last 6 months is this is the 6 month in a row going back to May that we found at least a plurality of voters support impeaching Donald Trump. In this 49% level we found this time around is the closest we've seen that come to a majority so far. So a lot of voters not only disapprove of the job Donald Trump's doing, but think he's doing such a bad job, such a destructive job that he shouldn't even be in office.
So you mentioned that the survey was conducted before the indictments came out. Do you expect the indictments to move the dial in any way significantly?
Not really. I mean, I'll tell you what we found about Trump and Russia and the Russia story that was kind of interesting on this poll is we've been asking people all year, month after month, who do you think Russia wanted to win the election? Do you think Russia wanted Donald Trump to win the election, or do you think that Russia wanted Hillary Clinton to win the election? And when we asked that in September, 41% of Trump voters thought that Russia wanted Clinton to win, 29% thought it wanted Trump to win. So by a 12-point margin, they said that they thought Russia wanted Clinton to win. After the last week or so, when there's really been a concerted effort in Trump-friendly media to turn the whole Russia story into a Clinton thing and sort of take the heat off of Trump when it comes to that, we now find that 56% of Trump voters think that Russia wanted Clinton to win the election. Only 18% think it wanted Trump to win the election. So that went from Trump voters thinking by 12 points that Russia wanted Clinton to win to Trump voters thinking by 38 points that Russia wanted Clinton to win. So the waters have really been sort of muddied on this issue, and it sort of goes to a broader point where there's just a lot of denial when it comes to Trump voters and the Russia issue. Only 7% of Trump voters think that there was any collusion between Russia and Trump's campaign team. 83% think there was no collusion. And then we say, okay, well, if there was collusion, do you think Trump should resign or do you think he should stay in office? And only 11% of Trump voters think he should resign if there was collusion. 79% think he should stay in office. And then we just asked people straight up, do you think the whole Russia story is fake news? 75% of Trump voters said they think the Russia story is fake news. Only 13% disagreed with that assessment. So I don't think that the news of the indictments this week will have much impact on sort of the Trump base and the Russia story, because their attitude is basically, well, we don't think it happened and we don't care if it did.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, public policy polling. And Tom, let me break into this for just a second, because we just got a really quick update from Carrboro Police. It mentioned that the West Weaver Street is closed as Carrboro Police are looking into a suspicious package. Update on that, it's a suspicious vehicle that they're looking into, and local businesses are being evacuated as well as a precaution. And this is on West Weaver Street, again, between Greensboro and Main Street by Town Hall. So they'll have more information on that, but that's the latest from Carrboro Police. We'll have more on that as we continue to receive additional information. Speaking with Tom Jensen,
have some breaking news too.
Uh-oh.
Just about the Davy Poplar thing.
Okay.
This is the first eyewitness account I've seen. This is from Bryce Lapping of the Argyle Report,
mm-hmm.
And what they're reporting is that witnesses said an individual lit a guitar and a book bag on fire at the base of the tree and then yelled, "Hail Satan." So that's the first sign of any sort of motive that at least I've heard about this thing, that it might be some sort of satanic ritual.
Okay. All right.
So it'll be interesting to hear more about that.
I heard detonation, but lit a guitar and a book bag on fire?
That's what at least this report is saying the eyewitnesses said. Okay. And that somebody tried to stomp out the fire and it caused the book bag to explode.
Okay. Because we did see there was a video that that's being circulated on social media of someone trying to put the fire out and suffering burns, so that's probably that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Speaking with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling, and again, we'll keep following both of those as we receive additional information. So turning back to the survey that just got released, tax reform is going to be high on the agenda in the national news and in Congress for presumably the next month or so. Where do voters stand on that?
Voters really are sort of rejecting the tax reform efforts right out of the box. Only 29% of voters say they support the Congressional Republicans' tax plan, 49% say they're opposed to it. And I think what's really interesting there is those numbers are almost identical to what we see anytime the Republicans roll out a new health care bill. You see a similar sort of level of unpopularity to that. And I think really the takeaway there is that voters just don't think the Republicans in Congress are capable of doing a good job dealing with some of these complex issues that are on the table right now. So, you know, regardless of what the specifics of the tax reform might be that got released today, I think congressional Republicans have sort of lost the trust of voters to deal with some of these more complicated things. And they're, because of the debacle with healthcare, kind of just rejecting it right from the outset. We also asked people, who do you think this tax reform plan is going to benefit? Do you think it's going to mostly help the rich? Do you think it's mostly going to help the middle class? Do you think it's mostly going to help lower income families? 53% of voters think that the tax plan is mostly just going to help the rich. Only 28% think the middle class will be the biggest beneficiary, 7% low-income families. So there's going to have to be a huge sales job for this to get anywhere with the public, because right off the bat, there's a great deal of skepticism and opposition.
If you're listening out there, publicpolicypolling.com is the website. Go there and get the full numbers from this survey. This just got released a couple of days ago. It was the Halloween survey. So one of the things that I know you surveyed on was the hypothetical matchup, not just of Donald Trump versus potential 2020 Democratic candidates for president, but also Donald Trump versus various scary monsters in popular culture. So how scary is Donald Trump?
Well, we found that people thought Donald Trump was scarier than almost everything we polled against. They, people said that they thought Donald Trump was scarier than ghosts, 49-40, that Trump was scarier than vampires, 48-40, that Trump was scarier than mummies, 48-40, that Trump was scarier than witches, 49-42. Then it starts to get a little closer. People only thought Trump was scarier than zombies, 46-43. The most competitive matchup was people thought only Trump was thought Trump was scarier than werewolves, 45-44. And then the one thing that we polled on that people said they thought was scarier than Trump was the devil. People said they thought the devil was scarier than Trump, 51-36. So I think the takeaway there is that people are not messing around with the devil. Just in case the devil knew what their response to the poll was or something, that was not something they were going to mess around with.
Again, publicpolicypolling.com for all of the numbers from this survey. And I'm sort of running down the list of all of the individual results from all the questions. And there's one sort of through line that's coming through all of this, which is that about 38-40% of the people that you surveyed are kind of 100% on board with Trump as president. 38% approval rating, 37% of voters think say they think he's honest. 38-40% will support Trump in just about any hypothetical matchup with any Democrat. It's always 38% Trump, 39% Trump, 40%, and then the Democrat gets more or less depending on, it looks like, name recognition. And then for these numbers, 40% are willing to back Trump over ghosts, 40% are willing to back Trump over vampires. It's the same number. So, and then everyone else, the other 60-62%, seem to be pretty solidly opposed. So are we now to the point where we've got a hard 38% that's going to be 100% on board with Donald Trump no matter what, and then the other 62% of Americans have already made up their minds and said, no, we're done with this guy, and there's not really that much undecided in the middle?
I do think that's the case, but I also think that the hardcore support pace has declined a little bit. Like earlier, in the year, if we would do this battery of questions, Trump would be at like 41 or 42% on everything. And now that's creeping down closer to 37, 38, 39% on everything sort of thing. So, you know, it's unlikely that there's going to be some sort of event that leads to all of a sudden Trump having some huge erosion in his support. But we are sort of over time seeing it chipped away a little bit more and a little bit more. And for instance, he hit an all-time low in his Gallup approval numbers this week. He also hit an all-time low in his NBC Wall Street Journal poll numbers. So, you know, you're not going to have a situation where all of a sudden Trump drops from 38% to 28% approval, I don't think. But I do think it's possible that you could keep just seeing a few more people chip away and a few more people chip away, and then all of a sudden his approval's in the low 30s instead of the high 30s.
PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website. Get all the numbers there. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.